to this Bush and Banner Outdoor Quickie, where we pack big adventure into a fun-sized episode. I'm Jennifer Mabus, and I'm here with my co-host, Diana Carmella. So we're doing this new thing, and we're really excited about it, but we are going to sometimes throw out these outdoor quickies that are episodes that are 20 minutes or less.
I'm excited for the adventure that is about to be had in 20 minutes, because I don't know how we could talk just for 20 minutes, but we're going to make it happen.
I bet people are going to tune in to see if it is actually possible. If we can talk for 20 minutes or less.
I don't think it is, but we're going to really try. We're going to try.
So today's first outdoor quickie is going to be on fastest known times, but more famously known in the thru-hiking community as FKTs.
This is a really interesting topic because you were the one that introduced me to FKTs. I didn't know what it was until I met you.
Yeah, because I was so fast, you could barely see me on the trail. You're like, wow, Jen, how did you learn how to hike at such supersonic speed? And I'm like, let me tell you, I'm training for my FKT. I think I was going to start the SKTs, also known as the slowest known times.
The FKTs, these are essentially people who don't like, sleep. They just like move. They love pain. They will sleep or they will hike through sleep. Like they're out for burning miles. These are crazy, crazy individuals.
Yeah, they love pain and glory. So a fastest known time is essentially just what it sounds like. It's a man or a woman completing any kind of long distance trail. It has to be 5 miles or longer throughout the entire world. They have to be self-propelled. So you have to walk or run it. And you're just trying to literally get the fastest time possible.
It's not just hiking. I think it's climbing, swimming. I think is there a bunch of FKTs in the world?
There is a website called fastestknowntime.com. And in their FAQ section, it does ask, what about other activities like cycling, skiing, climbing, or swimming? And they do not track anything like that. They only track running and hiking.
Okay.
That doesn't mean other people are not tracking skiing, fastest known times, but what we're talking about today with FKTs, it's just for hiking and running. A few ways to qualify a FKT route has to be 5 miles or longer or with at least 500 feet of climbing. It can be on any surface, road, trail, or off trail. Primarily entails running and hiking, and you have to be self-propelled, you know, so you can't, yeah, it's no biking or anything. You have to just use your legs. There's a lot of other requirements, but we're going to skip forward. And it's kind of interesting because if you go to the fastest known time records, you're going to see different names for the same trails, and it's going to be a little bit confusing. But the reason for that is there's different styles. One is unsupported, self-supported, and then supported. And essentially, those who have the unsupported fastest known times, that is basically, in my mind, like the elite. Unsupported means you truly have no external support of any kind. This means you carry everything you need from start to finish except water from natural sources. Public taps along the way are fine, but you are not allowed to get any water from any commercial source, even if it's free.
Interesting.
So you can't go buy a water bottle, essentially. Yeah. So this naturally limits the length of an unsupported trip. They do make a note, using public bathrooms for an unsupported FKT to defecate is fine because they believe the less feces in the backcountry, the better. So one kind of amenity you are allowed to use on an unsupported FKT. Now,
I thought they'd be wearing those like diapers where they just poop and it goes into a bag on their ankles. What are they called?
That's what you wear around your house, aren't they? Isn't it?
It is. Yeah, that's why I'm just curious about it.
Catheters?
Catheters, yeah.
Isn't that just for a pee, though?
It might be, yeah.
Okay. Per usual, Diana doesn't know what she's talking about.
Just kidding.
The next style of FKT is called self-supported. This means you have as much support as you can manage or find along the way, but not from anything or person just for you. So this means any support you employ must be equally available to anybody else. So this means you cannot cowboy camp or a set up camp on your friend in your friend's backyard because that's not available to the entire public.
Got it.
So no one can help you in that one specific way, but you can, you know, get help from other people that's available to anybody else who is also hiking the trail. It makes a note that most long through hiking routes are done self-supported because on the unsupported, you have to carry everything on your back like food and whatnot. So the self-supported means you can go buy food just like anybody else and then keep going. To get a self-supported FKT, you also have to beat the fastest unsupported time. Because if you look at it, unsupported is harder than self-supported. So in order to get that FKT, you have to beat the unsupported time. Now, going to the last one we're going to talk about is supported. A supported FKT means you can have as much support that you enlist as long as you still are entirely self-powered. So that means you can literally have a team walking with you, carrying all of your stuff and, you know, giving you food and water, and they can be your team, but you are obviously the one walking the whole way.
Wow.
So, okay. I mean, your team would be having to like take breaks or meet you at certain places on the trail. And, you know, maybe you're not carrying a large backpack. You might just be carrying some snacks and water. You hike 20 miles, someone meets you, gives you food. So that is a supported FKT.
Okay.
On longer routes, supported can enable the fastest trips due to the ability to carry less weight. To get a supported FKT, you also have to beat the fastest self-supported and unsupported times.
I think it's important to let listeners know how fast these people are, and just to give them an example of like how crazy these people are. Just as an example, the Te Araroa in New Zealand, it usually takes about 5 to 6 months, and fastest known time is at 54 days. The Colorado Trail, you know, it normally takes 4 to 6 weeks, and this person did it in 8 days. And so that's just an example of how nutso these people are.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a slight example. So we're talking like extreme, like they're mostly running, you know, at most of it. And like some of these people are averaging hiking 50 miles a day, you know, so it's nuts. It's nuts what the human body is capable of.
Yeah. This is extreme hiking.
It's extreme hiking.
Yeah. We're not talking about somebody doing some of these things in just like 2 weeks faster than me. Like it's extreme.
So there's this guy right now that I have been following for a few weeks. He's been prepping. He's currently, his name is Paul Johnson. I would highly advise going and just checking him out. He's an ultra runner. He's a naval officer. He's attempting to break the world record for running across the country. So he started 3 days ago in Santa Monica, California, and he's running to Times Square in New York City. And he's trying to break this record. The record is held at 42 days. Someone ran across the country in 42 days, and it has been there for 7 years. So he's trying to run across the country in 40 days. He's averaging 75 miles per day. And yeah, like I said, we're recording this on March 3rd. So this is, I don't know where he's going to be when this episode comes out, but he started 2 days ago and he already made it to Palm Springs. And on his website, I'll put a link to it in the description. But yeah, I mean, it's so fast. He has a whole team of people following him and feeding him. And it's just been so incredible to watch. And so, yeah, I'm rooting for him, you know?
Like, that's still crazy. The furthest I've hiked was 40 miles, and it was in a stretch in Oregon. And I could have done more. Like, I could have kept going, but I wanted to hit 40. And right when I hit 40, I stopped. What was the longest you've hiked in a day?
In a day, it was 22 miles. But we're talking, like, mountains, like, not flat.
Well, of course. Like, I mean, I think I picked one of the flattest stretches that was remaining on the Pacific Crest Trail, but I still did over, like, 10 or 12,000 elevation gain that day with 40 miles. And but it's just interesting to look back, because on my first day on trail, it was like 6 or 7 miles, and I was sore the next day. So talking about these people, the amount of training that they have to do to get to this point where they can just from the get-go start at 40, 50, 60 miles a day is remarkable. But I think this seems impossible to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just like, holy moly, I don't understand how they do it. However, they weren't able to do this at one point in their life. It took a lot of training.
So much training. Yeah.
What do you think is going through these people's minds on why they would want and let's talk about through hiking, because there's tons of elevation gain changes, you know, in through hikes. Why would somebody want to do an FKT on a through hike?
I think we need to get somebody on the show who has done one so we can have that properly answered. But I just think inside, I think they think they're capable. Like, why not if you feel like you're capable? I don't feel like I'm capable. No, I think it's all psychological, because you look at the fastest known time to hike El Cap was El Capitan in Yosemite is Alex Honnold. Psychologically, he knew he could do it. So why not do it, you know? And yeah, so I think it starts with the mind. It's not physical. I think they train really, really hard and they think of it as being fun.
Which yeah, I mean, I've followed several women and men who have gone FKTs in the past. You know, maybe their times have been beaten since then. But a lot of things that I've seen from them, and obviously this is just a small population of people who go for FKTs, mm-hmm. is they're just trying to push the boundaries more. Like, it's not enough. That's what I've heard yeah. from some people. I've talked to somebody one-on-one about it, and he's just always said, the more hikes I did, I just realized it wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. So these are people who are just pushing themselves to keep finding almost maybe that first time you did a through hike, that kind of feeling. But yeah. if you do that so many times, it maybe doesn't become as special. So what's the next step? Well, I'm going to do that same trail, but I'm going to do it faster than anybody's ever done it before.
Yeah.
But then there's people who are doing this and then they're still searching for, you know, some people are like, what's next? Like, I need to keep pushing it. And so they start to get more and more and more extreme. And I think that's fascinating. It's like, where do you end? A lot of these people, though, don't, that I'm talking about, that I know, do not have normal 9-to-5 jobs, because every day they have to go hike 20, 30, 40 miles. You have
to keep a job to train.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to keep your legs and your joints and your ligaments like all smooth. And because you stop for even several weeks, your body is kind of going backwards a bit. And so these people are training all the time.
Yeah. Paul Johnson, the guy, the runner who's running across the country, to train every single day, he would have to run a marathon. So like 26 miles. And then he just kept building on. That was his base, you know? So that's, it's remarkable. And it's remarkable to see like the progression, because you mentioned earlier, they have to work for this. This is not just show up and like, let's do this. This is like months, years of planning.
Yeah. Regardless if you have a team or not, you have to plan for however you are going to try to get that FKT. Are you going to be unsupported, self-supported, supported, whatever it is? And I think, you know, I've obviously never gone for an FKT, so I don't know, but I don't think it's fun. These people are not going and they're not like, this isn't fun. Like, it's not about
business. It's exactly. business for
it's,
them.
It's not about having fun. And maybe yeah. some of them did have fun, you know, I can't speak for them all. I don't know personally, but it's not like, let's stop and take some pictures and do the, I mean, it is, you are going, you're hiking through the night. You're not getting much sleep. You're probably not eating enough. You are pushing your body to the max. Outside Online wrote an article about in 2023, one of the latest new FKT records. It's from a man named Christian Morgan. He went southbound on the Appalachian Trail. His last push alone was 85 miles nonstop, with more than over 25,000 feet of gain and loss in elevation. That's wild. So he finished on September 16th. It took him 45 days, 4 hours, and 27 minutes. Like I said, he went southbound. So he ended on Springer Mountain. So he got a supported FKT, but only the second fastest overall. Because if you remember what I was saying, if you are supported, you have to be able to beat those higher tiers. Mm-hmm. And so he has the fastest supported known time, but the second fastest overall. So he was quoted saying that he's still hungry. I'm sure he means literally and mentally, but he's talking about he wants to get that top spot overall. So he can do a supported FKT, but he has to get the fastest time overall. So it sounds like I don't know his plans, but it sounds like he's going to be trying it again. And to think about people who are doing the Appalachian Trail in like 5 months, this guy did it in 45 days.
Wow.
I just can't imagine like the mental toll and the physical toll that it takes on a person. And I just am really fascinated by it. You know, I have some, not like people probably care, but I do have some feelings about it. I mean, some people are turning this more into these through hikes into like races. Healthy competition is fun and is good. And I'm really fascinated by these things mm-hmm. and following along on some of these people, because I think it's miraculous what they're doing. However, the reason why I enjoy through hiking is because you go slow. We're talking about that. You get to stop and watch a caterpillar cross the trail, or if you want to stop midday to jump in the lakes, or, you know, stop early to watch the sunset. You don't get those opportunities when you're doing FKTs. But on the flip side, I totally understand wanting to push yourself and see what you're made of. That's why I wanted to do a through hike, just a normal paced one. I wanted to see what I was made of.
And a very slow paced one.
Yeah, I did take my time. I loved it too, every second of it.
SKT.
Yeah, SKT, baby. So there's two gentlemen that founded what's known, they coined the term fastest known time. Mm-hmm. Their names are Pete Bakken and Buzz Burrell. I hope I'm pronouncing their names correctly. But Diana, you and I can start the slowest known times.
I'm down. I'm totally down.
So that means somebody has to stay on, you know, let's say the Pacific Crest Trail for the longest amount of time.
But you know what that means, though? Like, our water breaks are going to be longer. But then, you know, we could stop at 3 o'clock, like I normally like to do. And you like to keep going, but we can stop at 3 and call it a day.
Exactly. Like, I think this is a beautiful thing.
We could go on the PCT and hike for 10 minutes a day and then stop. Like, that would be so enjoyable for me.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Diana, any last thoughts on an FKT? Do you think that you would ever attempt one?
Absolutely not. But I'm cheering on anybody who wants to, because that's pretty awesome.
We are going to link fastest known time in our description, because as the through hiking season is coming up for the year 2024, there are going to be many people attempting FKTs, and you can actually follow along a live feed of their GPS tracker if they wish to share it, which is kind of fun.
Nice.
Yep. Let's wrap this up. I think this was a great first B&B outdoor quickie. I'm excited to have some more quickies with you, Diana.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
All right. We'll end it there. See you guys next time.